Salaam alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve the relationship between us and our spouse and our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Hayy, which means the living. When we think of our own lives, every day we wake up, we look around, and we need to remind ourselves of what our purpose is. In our marriages and in our family lives, oftentimes we can lose sight of what that purpose is, what our reason for being or our reason for living actually is. Of course, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that He has created each and every one of us to worship Him, and that that worship of Allah can exist in everything we do. It can exist in being kind to our spouse. It can exist in feeding our spouse when they least expect it. It can exist in showing compassion and mercy towards our children. All of these actions that we do on a daily basis, or that sometimes we have to put aside our emotions or our annoyances in order to do, bring us closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the purpose of why we are living. Yet sometimes within our marriages, within our relationships, we can lose sight of that sense or that reason for being with one another, for living together. And oftentimes we lose sight of why we have even been brought together, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has essentially brought two hearts and two souls to be with one another. We lose sense of it because we get caught up in feeding our own desires, in turning our thoughts to our needs rather than to thinking about the needs of our spouse and to thinking about how we can fulfill our purpose, which is getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by being there for our spouse, by showing that compassion, by showing that care, by shifting the focus from our own needs and our own wants to what we can do in the moment to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by pleasing our spouse. And when we are caring for our children, again, losing sight of the purpose of why we are living can lead us sometimes to getting so wrapped up in how our children are making us feel, how our spouse is making us feel, and we get so wrapped up and consumed with our own emotions and our own feeling that we again lose sight of how the external view and that focusing on what we may be giving rather than what we may be getting can help us get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hayy, allows us to never forget our purpose of living, allows us to consistently be reminded of the good that can exist within our homes and in our hearts if we consistently keep Allah first and foremost in our thoughts. Jazakumullahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.